Good morning, kings and queens. How are you this morning? You've just tuned into your girl, DJ Lala, and this is DJ Lala and the fam giving it to you straight with no chaser, music, life, and all that other good-ish. So how are you this morning? I hope you're having a good day today. I hope you woke up to a good start and had your pick-me-ups, whatever that is for you, to get you energized and out the door. To get ready for your day. It's about 62 degrees this morning, so we're, you know, New York is hitting that fallish weather. I just wanted to give you a little intro of what today's episode is about. Yesterday was the Libra's birthday, the Queen's birthday yesterday. Happy birthday to me. We had ladies' lunch talking about that. And did y'all see the debate? How embarrassing. And I was driving and listening, and when I stopped, I turned to look. And I'm like, a lot of people are saying that they can't believe Trump said it. Y'all need to stop. Are y'all surprised? Are you shocked about his behavior? He been like that. Okay? You know, everybody has a right to their own opinion. I do feel like Biden could have said more, but how could he say more when you kept having, you know, interruptions and distractions? And Trump didn't really answer no questions. As usual, he tries to say something else or jump around the question, and he never gives any answers. And that crazy, outlandish behavior, it is killing me. First of all, the expressions, I mean, I make expressions when I'm talking, but they're good expressions because it's, you know, it's like, what the fuck expressions, you know, because people say craziest things or I can't believe what they're saying, but these are more like expressions to things that he don't need to have an expression about. Just answer the damn question. I don't know. His hair was bothering me too. And I'm not saying one person should go one way or the other. That's your opinion. Because when it comes up to racism and politics, a lot of people get a little, you know, they get in their feelings about it. I do about racism. I'm not too much about politics because it is what it is. Government is what it is. I mean, there's only so much that we could do, but we have to do our part. And we have to step up, of course. And in everyday life, we got to just do something, do our part. When you see that things aren't going the way you need them to go, you need to get up, step up, do what you need to do to make things better, whatever you can do in the meantime. It was very embarrassing. You know what I mean? And for Trump to go after his son, say something about, you know what I mean? I don't know. It was kind of embarrassing. And it was like... He was being a bully as usual. And everybody is saying Biden shouldn't have told him, shouldn't have fell into that trap. But that's what he does. You know, he's a baiter. A baiter in the debate. that's the whole point. But I mean, that's the only thing he did. He was just a distraction. It wasn't like, you know. I don't know. I wasn't impressed. It was like, you know, you drive up. Remember I told y'all when I went to Boston one time? Well, not went to Boston. I was living in Boston. And I went to a KFC the one time in Dorchester. And drove up, me and my homegirl, and they were like, we ran out of chicken. How you a KFC and you ran out of chicken? That's the most important thing at the KFC. Not the little side of the nasty macaroni and cheese and the potatoes are good, okay, and the... what you call them, the potatoes or whatever. I haven't been in a while. Because we had now in New York, we have more Popeyes than we do KFCs. We still have KFCs, but we got more Popeyes than KFCs. But that's just like going to McDonald's and they saying they ain't got no fries. You know, it's the disappointment. It's like, man, I wasted my time to come here. That's how I felt. I'm like, and arguing back. And for him to be going at the moderator, it's like, come on, bro. It's like... I don't know, if I was Biden, I would tell him to shut the hell up, because I mean, there's only so much professionalism. I mean, you can stay calm, cool, and collected all you want. But when people just push, you're going to have a point where you're just going to break. You're going to be like, all right, you need to calm down. You know what I mean? Or however you're going to say it, you need to shut the hell up, or you need to stop. So a lot of people were saying that Biden shouldn't have said nothing. He should have kept his cool, which he did for the most part, but then he broke. Of course you're going to break. You have somebody that's just like, you know what I mean? Keeps on poking, but someone had called in and said that Trump had won that because he did what he had to do. He did what he's supposed to do and bait Biden. I mean, you think he won because of that? You have a right to your own opinion, sir. You know what I'm saying? I ain't... that's on you. All I'm saying is, I don't know. I really think we're in trouble, but... so much had went on this year. It's like we need something. But you know, we do need to pray, of course. We need God in our lives. But Lord have mercy. This is crazy. Like it sounded like a bunch of noise last night. I'm like, what the hell? And I kind of had it low and I had to turn it up. I'm like, is he going back and forth with the moderator? I'm like, what? Wouldn't let him talk, and then when he did let him talk for a couple seconds and was like, no, this and that, and maybe I should have, I'm having a debate with you, and blah blah blah. I'm like, oh my gosh, it was so crazy. All I heard was a bunch of noise. I was just looking at my phone. I was like, what the hell? I don't think they even need a debate anymore, because it just seemed like it's gonna be the same thing, you know, every single time. So it's, I don't know. Hit me up and let me know how you feel about it. Got a lot of good stuff to talk about on Ladies Lunch. And coming up next, hope you have a great day. Didn't want to get too much into the politics. I mean, we try to talk about everything, but, you know, I have a lot of people hit me up wanting to talk about the same thing all the time. I mean, asking me how I feel, it gets very touchy and sensitive, and people being their feelings, and they go hard and be ready to fight over, you know, politics. I don't really get into my feelings about things. You know, everybody has a right to their own opinion. If it sound ignorant to me, just do. I mean, I may or may not say nothing. Depends on how I feel. But, I mean, it's your opinion. Ultimately, you want to, you know, and you have a right to have your own opinion and to choose what you need to choose that, you know, it works for you. So, you know, don't mean you're a bad person. So, I don't know. It's just... you just got to know there's a time and a place for everything. Like, in the office, we don't really talk about politics because it gets heated. People get tight. And next thing you know what I'm saying? I ain't got time for all of that. We grown. You know, you should be able to have a civil conversation with somebody without people getting tight and wanting to, like, cancel people. But, unfortunately, it don't happen that way. So, certain things are best not to be discussed at certain times. You feel me? At work, we talk about entertainment. I mean, racism, sometimes we talk about that, but it gets, you know, gets a little crazy. So, hit me up and let me know how you feel about it. Like I said, tell me how you feel about the debate last night. We got Ladies Lunch, a little tidbit of Ladies Lunch. And did I have questions or comments coming up after that? So, let me know how you feel about it. I think I spoke about Nelly and Miss Jackson, Nelly's girlfriend. I think I spoke about Charles Barkley, good Lord, and his comments, him and Shaq. I think I spoke about a couple other things. So just check it out. Just wanted to tap in. No, let me stop. I just wanted to say good morning. Bonjour. Wanted to see how you guys were. Hope you had a good weekend. I know it's Wednesday, but hope you had a good Monday and Tuesday. Buenos dias. And I hope you have a great day. Ultimately, last night it was drizzling, and then it poured down for a little bit. Now it seems like it's drizzling again. My friend, oh my God, listen, this happens automatically with me because I'm like an international person. It depends on who I'm around. I have friends of different nationalities, of course, So it's like being around those same friends for so long, like my accent changes automatically. Like my friend, she's my best friend, she's from where's she? Montserrat. So basically she's Jamaican. She laugh, I just say you Jamaican. But she was born, she was raised in England. So at one moment she's talking patois, next moment she's sounding, you know, she has a British accent. I'm like, what in the, but it's like, I don't know. And then, you know, I understand the language, you know, being around the person. And then I have a bunch of Haitian friends and I have a bunch of Spanish friends. And it's like, you know, I understand the languages, but sometimes when you got a lot of things going on in your head, you know what I mean? With me, it's like it's in and out. You ever learn a second language and it's like you know it fluently and all of a sudden you got so many things going on in your head, it's like you can't think, it's like you can't breathe, you get cloudy, you know? And then if you don't speak the language every day, you stop speaking it every day, you get rusty. It's like, you know, DJing. If you're a professional or at what you do and you're good at it, you're not gonna forget to know how to do it. You might lose your touch a little bit, meaning getting a little rusty, but once you get back into it, you know, if you good like that, everything will just go back to the, you know, to where it was. If you can sing and you stop singing for like 3 weeks or, you know, a couple months, all of a sudden your voice is not gonna disappear. I'm just saying, like, you know, you need to warm up your voice in order to, you know, hit them notes. Like, I don't know what it is about second language. Maybe because I learned too many languages, and Vietnamese as well. It's like learning it, these languages, I don't know what made me think, and I didn't know this. An English teacher told me this, my daughter's English teacher. She told me, and Spanish teacher, she told me that when you're learning a second language, you should listen, do audio first, then look at written. See, I did it the opposite. She's saying that's my problem, because if I would have done audio first, because to hear it and then to look at it and to write it down, that's the process I should have taken, because, and I would have retained it better. Would have, you know, if you know what retain means, and I ain't judging you, you would hold on to it better and remember it. Because every time I learn a second language, third language, fourth, whatever, I look at it. I look at the written and I read. I read in another language and I learn by seeing. I start learning by seeing and it's better. Like for memory, concentration, memory, that the brain games that people do, that's what happens. And when I look at something, I remember it. I'm good at my memorization is like on point. I can look at it and I know what it says right away. That's how I learn. That's how I process stuff better. So I learn faster that way. So I felt like that would be better. So sometimes when people are speaking the language that I learn, I might get a little lost and it take me like a 5-10 minutes, whatever, to catch up. And I'm like, oh, you said, you know, you want to go, you know, take lunch earlier. If my homegirl says this, and she's like, Heffa, I said that like 5 minutes ago. I don't know, understand that. So maybe you guys know. I mean, that's what the teacher told me, the English and the Spanish teacher told me, and my daughters, that's the way that you should learn another language. And I didn't know that. I thought I would process it better if I read it than to hear it. So if I see the language that I'm learning, I know what it says right away when reading it. But if I hear it, it takes me like minutes to catch it. So I don't, and it, that can be kind of difficult when you got friends speaking another language and they're like, Heffa, you've known this language for years. You know what I'm saying? And then I'll come back and be like, oh, you said this and that. They're like, huh? I don't know what it is. That I need to, when I need to refresh my courses and do some audio first. But it's too late. I've learned, you know, languages by reading first, then writing, and then, you know, hearing. So I don't know. That's what the teacher said. Hit me up if you know anything different, but I don't know why that is. Maybe I should have tried hearing it first, then you know, looking at it. So I don't know. Hit me up and let me know how you feel about everything I spoke about. And you're going to have to listen to the next audio to hear Ladies Lunch, and then the one after that to hear, you know, what I had to say about a few things. Let me know how you feel about how you felt about the debate last night. Hope you have a great day. Give my shout out to DJ June, the hottest DJ in the New York metro area. He has SoundCloud. Check him out on YouTube. He's at DJ June's Entertainment, also on Facebook. Great DJ. He could have been a teacher, professionally. Because DJing, everybody think, oh yeah, everybody can be a DJ. It's not as easy as you think. It's just like learning anything else. People think, oh, you know, I want to be a singer, or you know what, I want to be an artist. You need skill, fam. You do. Same thing as DJing. It's not about pressing buttons and buying equipment and putting on headphones and thinking you just gonna play a song. No, you gotta have some skill. You gotta know your equipment. You gotta know music. You gotta know how to blend, how to put, you know, match things together. It's like anything else that you're learning. You got to be passionate about what you're getting into. You have to, you know, have skill or develop some skill. I mean, people think everything is so easy because they see other people doing it. I don't know if it's because they're jealous or if they just, you know what I mean? I ain't going to talk about what happened to me before. You know, every time I speak to some people, they're like, oh, what you into now? And I tell them, next thing you know, they're doing it. I don't know. I mean, you know, these things, you know, that I'm getting into don't belong to me. I didn't invent them, but still, it's like, you know, that's a little strange, right? You know, if every time I spoke to you and you told me you were doing something different, and I was like, me too, what the hell, go sit your ass down. I don't know, it's just weird to me. But hit me up and let me know how you feel about it. That as well. Shout out to DJ K Solo in the DMV area. Shout out to DJ Mike Kane in the Boston area. He also has imageimpressions.com, and he's multi-talented. He does a lot of things. He has apparel. Shout out to Devin Michael Porter. He has an apparel line on IG called Action Words. Shout out to DJ X-Ray D in Jayville, North Carolina. Jayville coming out with a lot of bars and clubs. I don't know, it was kind of boring when I went home. And every time they have like a new bar or new something, it's always closed. They always close it down because of some ratchetness. So I don't know, when I go home next time I have to check it out and see. Shout out to all my homies and homegirls checking up on me all the time. I really do appreciate it. It's been a hard year for me. So, and just being a friend, period, because it's hard to, period, it's hard to, a homegirl hates when I say that. Anyway, she's like, you ain't city girls. I'm like, I don't want to be city girls. It's just funny to me. What was I going to say? Oh my God, I lost my train of thought. Jesus. Anyway, yes, thank you to my homies and homegirls for checking up on me. I really do appreciate it. And y'all know I'm a big supporter as well, so thanks for the support. And y'all know you can talk to me anytime. Y'all know I'm a talker, I'm a listener. I'm understanding, I don't judge. I try not to judge, but if I have to, I'll let you know. You know, anything that I tell you is not to insult you or to make you feel bad, because you know, y'all know me. I put everything out on the table. What you see is what you get. Ain't no... It's not cap, ain't no fake stuff here. You know, it ain't like you gonna find out years later, like, oh, I didn't know she was like that. No. And anything that goes on, I like to know, put it right on the table. I don't like that hidden-ish, but I wanna thank my homeboy E. And also, being the first one to wish me happy birthday yesterday. Shout out to DJ Junes. He was another one at the same time. Shout out to everybody else who thereafter sent me a message or called. I really appreciate it. What else would I say? So shout out to my homeboy E, protecting and serving in the New York metro area. Shout out to Jamie B in the DMV. Shout out to Jazz, homie. Shout out to my sis CC, Miss Riri, for the big shout out on Facebook. Shout out to Miss Miranda, checking on me all the time. Shout out to CC, did I say that? My sis, Patricia and Carol. Who else? Shout out to L&L Catering All Events. They're on Facebook and IG, as well as Halima at Delightful Desserts. Check her out. She's dope at what she does too. I know a lot of people got a lot of stuff going on. There's so many to name. Who else we got? I just can't do it. Who else? Am I missing anybody? I don't know. Harvey Champagne with that new music out on YouTube. We don't talk as much as we used to, but it's okay, you know. What else? Did I miss anybody? I could have. I do apologize if I do, but I hope you have a great day. Oh, my homegirl, Guru, shout out to you. I hope you're doing well. I'm gonna hit you up like I said I would. Shout out to you. Who else? I don't know. Shout out to my cuz O, always working hard. Shout out to Q. There's a lot of people, but you know what? I'm gonna hit it on the next episode. So I hope you have a great day. Don't worry, kings. I know I got y'all. I hope you got queens who got y'all too, because it's hard. Y'all gotta hold a lot of weight on them shoulders. Just, you know, stand up straight, keep your head up. Find that queen that you need to help you. You know? Find that neck. That neck. Woo, y'all, you know, I know your minds went somewhere else, but that's okay. Because Friday's coming up. We got a lot to talk about too. And Thursday. So I hope you have a great day. Queens, it's gonna be alright. To take care of ourselves, be confident. Let's not embarrass ourselves out here in these streets. You know, we grown. We ain't teenagers no more. So we gotta do what we gotta do to get better and to take care of these kings. And if you can't take care of the king that you got, you need to get another one. Let somebody else take care of them. Pass the torch, pass the crown. All right. So I hope you have a great day. Listen to the audio next. It's Ladies Lunch. And the rest of the audio after that. Hit me up and let me know how you feel about it. Have a great day. Love, love, and laugh. I don't make a big deal about my birthday, but people making it a big deal. Like, it's not the same since my mom passed. But I know the holiday is gonna be like worse. I ain't got no choice what to do with it, but I think over the past, like, I really don't make a big deal about it. About birthdays, I mean, sometimes I just, I don't know, feel some type of way, I guess, sometimes.
That's me, like, on my birthday, later of the year.
Yeah. I feel like, if we can do a little something, we can do it. I remember, was it last year? It was like, what are we doing? I was like, nothing. Oh, no, the year before. Because we went to AC for your birthday last year, right? We didn't go to Boogie Nights?
No.
Yeah, we did.
We shut down.
Last year. Yeah.
Last year.
Oh, my God.
No, last year we went out to eat. Did we?
Grandma Brain? No. We went to AC.
We didn't go for my birthday.
I could have swore we went for your birthday. Or was it after your birthday? It may have been after. Because maybe we were planning it, but we didn't get to go.
We was planning it for this year. With the COVID. Remember? I never went for my birthday.
But we went to Boogie Nights. Oh, we went this year. Because remember, my arm got swollen after the car accident. We went this year.
We went for Christmas.
We went for Christmas.
That was the first time that we went.
Oh, we went out to eat?
For my birthday last year? What did we do? I think we went out to eat.
Because I know for my birthday, I said I didn't want to do nothing. And here come you and Harvey knocking on the door and shit.
Oh, yeah. That was 2 years ago.
That was 2 years. It was that long?
Yeah.
No.
No, yeah, because I was looking at my Snapchat. Because Angel was with us, right? That was 2 years ago.
Yeah. How you remember that? No, I don't. That's
because I was looking at the memories.
I thought we went to Boogie Nights last year, though. But then we go to Boogie Nights twice?
Yeah. We went, what was it?
Christmas.
Yeah.
And we went this
after.
Year.
Yeah.
Because I remember my arm was, okay. So I thought we went for your birthday.
I guess we were supposed to.
Oh, okay. Year, so... Would you feel some kind of way if, cause okay, it would be different cause we're close. No, it's not gonna be. Well, because me and the other people aren't that close, but let's just say we are close and I don't speak to you every day.
So we're not close?
Not much. We are close. But I'm just saying, would you be feeling some kind of way if we didn't speak for like weeks? What about days? Days, no, because we don't speak every day.
Yeah, no, days.
But what about
we'd
weeks?
Be busy. Weeks, I'd be like, all right, I'd be kind of concerned, like, what's going on? You know, I haven't heard from you.
Okay.
But if it was like days, like, not like we'd be busy sometimes.
Yeah, and then our minds be all over the place. Mm-hmm. But I got some so quote unquote friends who feel some kind of way because we don't speak all the time. And I even told the girl on Facebook, I'm like, don't take it personal. I said, that's just how I am. I got so many things in my head, and then this year has been crazy. My mom passing and all kind of stuff, so don't take it personal, blah, blah, blah. But she does. Now, I didn't take it personal when, let's just say, me and you are close, and we got like another, there's two more friends that are close, the same kind of closeness. Let's just say that you planned a trip and you didn't invite me. Do you expect me to feel some kind of way? Because usually I don't feel some kind of way about stuff, but I did about that because I'm like...
I mean, y'all all friends, right?
Right, and all close. Right. So then her excuse was because it was a married couple's trip. But how you know I ain't got a boyfriend and I could have invited my boyfriend? You know what I'm saying?
Like, you don't, as a your friend, you don't even try to find some other kind of solution.
Exactly.
Or option.
So I shouldn't feel some kind of way. So she should. So then, and I did. It's a different situation. But she shouldn't feel some kind of way that we don't speak all the time.
Yeah.
And not every day. Because I don't even speak to siblings or anybody else I'm close to every day. You know, we'd be tired. We'd be working. We grown-ups.
Yeah.
So, but that right there, I think, like, say if me and you are close and we're planning on a trip. And then you hit me up and you're like, oh, I'm in Mexico. I ain't gonna lie, if we were playing a trip and you didn't say nothing and you didn't invite me, I probably would feel some kind of way. You wouldn't feel some kind of way?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay.
So we was planning a trip and then all of a sudden you're in Mexico?
Yeah, or what if we weren't planning a trip and you didn't ask me if I wanted to go?
Yeah, like, you know.
You, what if I did that to you? Would you feel some kind of way?
Oh, damn, like, who you went with?
Right. Like, let's just say I went on a vacation or I went to AC, and you'd be like, hey, girl, what you doing this weekend? And I'd be like, oh, I'm in AC. You wouldn't feel some kind of way?
Yeah, because we always go out.
Well, yeah, because we're close.
It'd be different if it was, like, somebody who doesn't like to go out and they always say no, you know.
Yeah. Or somebody I'm not close to, but I would feel some kind of way. I have a right to feel some kind of way about it. So
we got some Chinese lunch. Birthday lunch.
Well, I'm getting soup because, you know, I'm not tired yet.
What about the crabs?
Oh, the rangoons? I did. Okay. Because I'm only going to eat one. Because y'all know I brought my lunch, my shrimp and broccoli. No carbs. But this... Hello. This girl wanted to get me some lunch for my birthday, so I had to get soup.
What did he say? Masks. Oh, I thought he said maps. I'm like, what are you, Dora? Explorer? Marvin. Yeah, so, you know, like, we have an understanding, you know. Like, when we say we're going to hang out, like, oh, let's do this, and, like, we don't hear from each other. We're like, all right, you know.
Something might be wrong with something, or somebody kidnap you or something?
Well, usually we just lazy and, like, don't
right. Well, I usually wait for you. I'm like, if we gonna hang out, right? We know the code. So if we say we gonna hang out, and if she don't text me by a certain time, and I'll text her by a certain time, that means we being lazy. So we know what's up. So we don't call each other because we know, like, you know.
Yeah, okay, maybe I'm shit. But like, that's just like, you know, we get that about each other.
Right.
Now, other people will be like,
I'll be feeling some kind of way. But if you constantly, you making plans with somebody and they just do you dirty by, like, not showing up, like what you told me before about certain situations, I wouldn't. Nah.
I don't even remember. But... No, I'm like, what's their situation?
You'd be like, oh, I made, there's a few of
them. Oh, yeah.
But you'd be like, you supposed to go out and then it's like, you know. Mm. I'd be like, what happened? You're like, oh, that was a dub.
You know what's funny? That girl, remember? I actually just spoke to her recently. like a few days ago. And I even told him, I can't really remember why we stopped talking. And she was like, oh,
you should have asked me.
And she was like, oh, like she even said it herself, like we were supposed to hang out and I just flipped on you, pretty much.
But that was more than once.
Was it?
Yeah.
And it then was more than once. She was like, yeah, my apologies. Like, you know, I should have reached out. I just had a lot going on, whatever, whatever. And I was all right. But we haven't spoken since then. Like, you can apologize, but don't mean we gotta be cool after that.
Right. Because it's not the same. And then it takes like one, like 2 seconds to text somebody and be like, my bad. You know what I mean? But still, then you get those people who do text you and they text you last minute, like, oh, you know, and you're like, huh? You know, how does a person know that you cancel other plans, you know what I'm saying? Or you took the time to do what you need to do to be with the person. So it's like, have some consideration.
I had made plans with a friend of mine who, like, I've known for a long time and whatever. And I was like, okay, like, yeah, let's, like, hang out, whatever. But then he kept being weird. Like, if I didn't text back, he'd keep blowing my phone up. Or, like, he would send me this picture that said something like, oh, friends can have a sexual relationship. And he was asking me, what do I think about that? And I was like, oh, so basically friends with benefits. And right. He was like, oh, okay. Like, what does that mean? So, I don't know. I'm like, if you can't just be friends with me, then just don't talk to me. So, yeah. I told him straight up. I'm not gonna lie. I made up some bullshit excuse saying I had to go out of town. You know, because he was doing too much. Like, his vibe was just too much. I was feeling overwhelmed. And I'm like, nah, I feel like he wants something more than a friendship, and I'm not.
But see, you gotta be clear when it comes to stuff like that. I'm the type of female, I'm like, look, dude, what do you want from this? If you wanna just have fun, or if, you know, I might be cool with that. If you wanna just, you know, where is this gonna go? Do you want, cause not all females want commitments, you know, relationships. At the time, it depends on where you are, you know, mentally and physically, and it just depends. But just be clear about what you want. That shit gets on my nerves.
I really hate when, like, they be like, oh, subtle about it. Like, yeah, just say it, man. Like,
it's like if you say I want to be in a relationship and they don't, they're like, yeah, and they really don't. It's like, no, just say, listen, I'm not ready for that, or I just want to have fun, or this is what. To me, when you first meet somebody, it's like, you got to get things out in the open. Because right. I'm not that kind of a person where it's like, later on, you know what I mean? That fake-ish shit.
And then he go and text me, oh, you're one of those inconsistent friends.
Like, what?
Right? I'm like, you know what? I don't got time for this. Bye.
Whatever. I was saying, you know who Miss Jackson is? Nelly's girlfriend?
Who? They together? I heard they was.
Well, he be in her post.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just saw a post. They was in a pool. She was posting stuff. But you know how on social media celebrities be posting, like, they'll have, like, a drink and they have on, like, nice clothing?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody had posted in her, they had messaged her and they were like, oh, you're doing too much during this pandemic. Are you bored? I'm not trying to be a hater, but is Nelly treating you right? I mean, why you got to put all that?
Right.
You sounding dumb right now. You
First
know what
of all,
I mean?
You sound like a weirdo being nobody. Like,
exactly.
Did she worry about you? Like,
and she was answering a lot of the positive ones, and then there was one who said, fuck you and Nelly. And I ain't gonna lie, I looked on his post and it said, he had a nerve to say God first.
That'd be dope.
What the hell?
I always be dope. I can't.
I mean, what is your problem with Nelly and her? I mean, we don't always have to like, you know, every celebrity, but I mean, what is it to you? Your personal life? Like, who cares? Then somebody put, oh, I never see Nelly in your post. And somebody said, I've seen him in her post. And on his page, he posts her too. But maybe they want to be private because, wait, do you always feel like when you're in a relationship that the person has to post you all the time? I don't. I don't understand why people feel like if you don't post your partner, then there's something, you know?
I mean, I feel like some people could feel like, oh, like they being sneaky. Or maybe they have trust issues or something.
I've never posted my partner. Never. I may, like, you know, if we did something. I'm like, I'm not one of those social media people where every minute I post, I'm making dinner. Or here, we're out in Atlanta. Or we doing this. I don't do that. You know, every once in a while, I might post something. But I don't feel like you always got to post your partner. Doesn't mean that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with either one, though.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to post, that's fine. If you don't, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Everybody always thinks that you got a motive all the time. Some people do. Or some people are being, you know, sneaky or whatever, but some people aren't. You know what I mean? But what's it to you? Whatever people do in their personal life is your business. Like, I'm a private person. Like, I don't post everything on social media, but one of my friends was like, oh, you never post with any dudes on your page. He was like, are you gay? I'm like, if I was, I'd be posting girls. I'm like, I'm a very private person. I don't like doing that. I don't post. I don't even post about my kids unless it's about my daughter, unless it's her birthday. And you know what I mean? I just don't like social media like that unless it has something to do with the entertainment thing. But I don't feel like I'm being, you know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like anything's wrong with that.
You're
gonna die. I never posted any of my boyfriends. That's crazy. Now, I never see you post any of that either, your personal life.
Well, you know me.
You incognito.
Low key.
Exactly.
I don't like nobody in my business.
I don't like nobody in my business either. I'm pretty much low key too. And not that I'm judging anybody, because you like what you like, but before anybody starts to say anything or think anything, I am straight as the lines in the street, okay? That's my preference, okay? I just choose not to post about my private life. That's how I am. And that would conclude Ladies Lunch. And happy birthday to the Queen Libra. Happy 21st birthday to me again. Have a great day. Today, guess what today is? Well, it is Libra season, but it's a queen's birthday. Yeah. It's September 29th. How are you? It's Tuesday. I hope you're having a great morning so far. I hope you had your pick-me-ups this morning. Of course, you already know. You just tuned in to your girl, DJ Lala. And this is DJ Lala and the fam giving it to you straight with no chaser. Music, life, and all that other good-ish. I don't make a big deal about my birthday. And it's kind of tough. It's gonna be tough the upcoming month. It's already been tough since my mother passed, but birthdays and holidays just won't be the same. So I never really made a big deal about it in the first place. And now it's like, you know, I know other people can make a big deal about it, which they have, about my birthday. And I only do it because I don't want to be rude and people are like, oh, you know, let me take you to lunch or dinner or whatever, you know, and I say no and it's like, you know, no, let me. So I just, you know, I don't really celebrate it myself, not anymore like I used to, you know, when tragic things happen in your life or when other things happen in your life, like things, you try to focus on the most important things. And I know people are saying, oh, it's your born day, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? I do know. Yes, you should celebrate, you know, your born day. You know, that was, you know, celebrate life. I understand. I'm not saying I don't celebrate my life, but I just don't make a big to-do about birthdays. You know, the cake and balloons and all of that. I don't eat cake. I might have cake. You know, you feel me? But I don't eat cake. You know, I'm not really a sweet too. I am a sweet person, but I don't like a lot of sweets, okay? So if you want to send me something, hit me up. I'll give you my Instagram, and I'll give you my Cash App. No, I'm just playing. So I hope you're having a good day today. I hope you had a good Monday. I hope you had a good weekend. I didn't get to drop anything yesterday. I hope you're doing okay today. We got some things that we definitely need to talk about. First, I want to give an inspirational quote. Forgive me if I don't say his last name right, because I just saw it the other day. I've heard of this before. It states, you are never given a wish without also being given the power to make it come true. You have to work for it, however. By Richard, is it Block or Blotch? I don't know how to pronounce the last name. Please forgive me, you know, but usually good with pronunciation. Everybody's last name is a little, you know, it could be French. I don't know, and I ain't good with French, so. But let me read it again. You are never given a wish without also being given the power to make it come true. You have to work for it, however. That'll preach. Definitely. Definitely will preach. We're going to talk about a couple of things this morning. I'm going to talk about a few things this morning, actually. I'm going to briefly tell you, I heard the other day on, I really don't listen. I listen to the Breakfast Club in the mornings. Sometimes. So, yeah, more so than often. I don't really listen. I listen to other podcasts. Steve Harvey Show, I listen for, you know, I listen to the, I think it's the prank, Tommy, you know, the prank phone call, but I don't really listen to it like that. I'm not into, you know, not to say they ain't doing a good job over there, but I just don't, you know, I'm not all over the place in the morning anyway until I have my coffee, I have my sweet cream, my international Cafe Vienna, or my Cafe Francois, and I like flavors, I like fragrance, I like, I'm an international person, so I'm like full of, I know you're going to say, I'm full of celebration, but I'll celebrate my birthday. I'm like, I'm flavorful, with a little spicy, you know, on top of it. So I like different things. I like fragrances and flavor, and I'm just a real like aromatic person. So I like different coffee flavors and creamers. May be a little strange, I don't know, but anyway, Steve Harvey, love him to death, but they have like this strawberry letter or something in the mornings, and some of it could be a bit ridiculous because some of the stuff people write in, or do they still write letters? That's what it seemed like, or you know, send emails, the stuff that they send emails about, honey, baby, all you had to do was just call me, honey. And I'll give you like a 2-second answer. You ain't got to send an email and wait for a response, because some of this stuff is like common sense to me, and I'm not trying to pick on anybody, or you know, because some people are stronger than others. Some people may not be as clear when it comes to certain things. I get it, even as a grown up, because we all have different experiences. We could be at a particular age and people would think that we should know better. We should know better with certain things, but not everybody in their 30s, 40s, 50s, or whatever has experienced the same type of thing, so you might lack experience with some things, you feel me, and some people might have more experience than you, so they may not know, but however, some of this stuff is like, you ain't need to write no email about that, you feel me. But anyway, this one was a letter that said this guy was trying to get away from his wife. He's still married, but they're separated, working on it legally, but they don't live together, and he's got a girlfriend. He said the reason why he wanted to separate from his wife is because occasionally she would degrade him, call him names, insult him, and he didn't like it. He got kind of tired of it because, you know what, it's emotional abuse. It's draining. Men can be abused, and people think it's funny, you know, because they are like, oh, you're a man. You can't be abused. You know, you're strong. You're this. You can be abused as a man, you know, emotionally. You know, and it's just draining emotionally. When you have someone in your ear, sometimes it could be for a reason, sometimes not, because I hear a lot of women out there, they're on top of their men's throats when it comes to things that is not necessary. You feel me? And it's like, you know, you shouldn't make a big deal about a lot of things because you're not helping the situation. You can't help the situation just insulting somebody, degrading them, and getting on their case and using the excuse you don't know how to love, or you don't know, half a stop. You've been married to the same man how long, and you don't know how to treat, you know how you want to be treated, so why can't you treat somebody with respect? Once you disrespect a man, even one time, okay, he may give you twice, but once you keep degrading and insulting and disrespecting a man, he's turned off. Ain't no going back to that. You feel me? Especially if you're doing the same thing over and over again, and you don't learn, you feel me? And then when he starts talking to somebody else, now you want to be in your feelings. So what happened was he moved out, got a girlfriend, and he's asking Steve, what do I do? And you know what Steve says? I'm the kind of person that looks at things on all sides. Okay, he's not one-sided. And that should be facts to a lot, you know what I'm saying, to a lot of y'all. You should look at things both sides. However, sometimes the one side may be all that you need, because sometimes in a relationship, that other person is just so horrible, and you know that person, you don't need to listen to the other side. I mean, a lot of times people dump their baggage and their garbage on their partner and not communicate with them. You feel me? And at that point, it's like, it's too late, because they're done taking your abuse and they're done with all the, you know, they're just tired and drained from all the bullshit, basically. So, what Steve said was what made her act like that. First of all, what made her act like that? So, it's okay for a woman to insult, degrade, abuse, and act like that towards a man? It's okay. The first thing you want to say is, because he left, what did he do to do that? To act like that? It's hard to believe that people are crazy and they need help, so they try to put it on the other person. You know what, Steve? You've obviously never been in that situation, and you can't really judge people, you know, for what, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't know what's going on in their house. It's easy for you to judge on the outside, and it's easy for people to make comments depending on, based on their mood, their day, what they're going through. That's what you gotta look at. Because some people will throw you advice, not even being in your situation, and it could be coming from a horrible place. It could be coming from an experienced place. You can't always listen to people. You gotta follow your heart and your gut. Do what's best for you that makes you happy. But I just thought I would share that with y'all. Hit me up and let me know how you feel about it, because I thought that was kind of crazy. Another thing is, just tell me how you feel about that. Another thing is, Nelly and Miss Jackson. I don't know if you know who Miss Jackson is, but check her out on IG. Beautiful woman. She used to be Mayweather's girlfriend, but she's been with Nelly for a long time, and they don't always disclose pictures and all of that all the time on each other's social media. So a lot of people have feelings about that. Why should they have feelings about that when Nelly and Miss Jackson don't? People always feel like because you don't parade your partner around on social media, like it's what you got to hide, what's the problem? I don't feel that way. So what? You don't take pictures and post about your partner every single day. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to balance out your time. Not everybody has time for that. Should you celebrate your partner if they need to be celebrated? Yes. If they don't need to be celebrated and they give you problems, why should you be like, oh, my beautiful hood, my beautiful wife, my handsome husband, every single day when that's not how you feel? You feel me? It's like, leave people alone. Social media, they're bullies. I'm going to tell you. All right. So, what I was going to tell you was, man, I love Eve. I love her now, before, in the past. I mean, she ain't doing music now, but I just love her personality. She's doing talk shows and stuff now. Oh, Lord. Come on. People driving crazy out here this morning, y'all. Anyway, so what happened with Nelly and Miss Jack? I don't know if you remember Nelly had a show before, a reality show, and it was interesting because you get to see, you know, what people, how, you know, how they really are. And I believe his sister's children he's taking care of, she died. And I mean, he was doing a good job, still is, as a father. And Miss Jackson was on there. And they've been together for a long time. They had a bit of a hiccup before, you know, his feelings and stuff like that. And, you know, when he was touring and stuff like that. But ultimately, you know, they showed true love. It looked like they was good to me. But everybody has, you know, their little speculation because they feel like she doesn't post him enough. And I do see him in a lot of the videos, you know, and she don't have nothing to prove to nobody. But I think she has like a makeup line and she has something else out. But she will make little posts on IG with her maybe drinking a skinny mojito and, you know, modeling her clothes and stuff like that, and making little crazy videos like TikTok videos and stuff. And I'm gonna read to you what this one girl said, and I feel like you know, it's no different from what everybody else be doing on social media. But, you know, you always have that one person that's always got something to say. Okay, so I'm going to read to you what this girl said. She said, "Hey, girl, I like you." Now, when people first start off with that, I'm not trying to offend you or insult you or something like, "Hey, girl, I like you." Yeah, okay, you about to say something rude. "Hey, girl, I like you, and by no means a hater, but are you bored during the pandemic?" She puts, "and not getting enough attention from Nelly. I only saw this because these IGs you post are ridiculous. Please find a new hobby." No pun intended. Girl, bye. Maybe you not being a hater, but you being negative. And I know everybody has a right to their own opinion, but why even say anything at all? Like, it's none of your business. I mean, is she bored? Because her posts are about whatever it's her page. She can post whatever she wants. And it's no different from what anybody else posts. So what's the difference? Then there was another guy who said, I'm going to say exactly what he said, "Fuck you and Nelly." Now, you took the time to look at the post and comment, and you saying, "Fuck you and Nelly." What was that about? Okay, and I thought that was rude. But anyway, she responded to the good post and not the bad post. So that's real classy of her. So the person that put "fuck you and Nelly," I did click on hit. I sure did. I clicked on his IG, and then he had a nerve to put "God first." Hit a bye. Next, like, what is your problem? Okay, I don't know what people's problems is, but anyway, whatever. Charles Barkley, man, come on. Let me tell you something. I may be an amateur in this broadcasting stuff, and I may be a student. Okay, but common sense is common sense. I mean, you have a right to your own opinion too, but some people just need to stop. They really do. You know, he was a former Philadelphia 76er, and he's currently a basketball analyst. Okay, Charles Barkley. He is getting backlash, which he should, but it's like, what is your problem? Okay, I'm going to tell you exactly what he said. And, you know, if you agree, whether you agree or disagree, that's on you. I'm going to just tell you what he said. And then you can, you know, think accordingly. No, that's on you. I ain't judging. I'm trying not to judge. It depends. But it's like, come on. So he put, that's what he said. He said, it was on Thursday night during the NBA on TNT pregame show. He said, "Breonna Taylor's death should not be compared to other recent high profile cases." What? He said, quote unquote, "You know, we have to take into account that her boyfriend did shoot at the cops and shot a cop," said Barkley. "So like I say, even though I'm really sorry she lost her life, I don't think we can put this in the same situation as George Floyd and Ahmaud Arbery. I just don't believe that." Then Shaq had a nerve to agree with him, and now they're both facing criticism on social media, which, I mean, I don't know if that, that, you know, they did that on purpose or that's how they really feel. I mean, it seemed like that's how they really feel, but that's crazy to me. It really is to say something like that. First of all, they shouldn't have been there in that apartment, and they shouldn't try to cover up her murder and try to pin it on the boyfriend. Like, it's like he's the reason why the cops shot into the apartment in the first place. Nah, they shouldn't have been there. First of all, the boyfriend stated that the cops were knocking on the door. They had the wrong door, wrong person, okay, for them to be there in the first place and not identifying themselves and just barging in. I mean, come on. The hell? My thing is, they shouldn't have been there in the first place. Mistake my ass, okay? I mean, the family was awarded, what was it, $1 million? But, I mean, that's not going to bring her back. But, you know, justice needs to be served. I mean, you know what? Everybody does have a right to their own opinion. I'm not going to say that. But you know what? Let me just tell you. I just don't agree with what he said. I mean, like I said, he has a right to his own opinion. The police weren't even supposed to be in that apartment. That's the point everybody is missing. The suspect that they were already looking for had already been detained. I don't know. I mean, mistakes do happen, but come on. How can you get that wrong? Like, I don't know. I don't know, but, you know, sometimes people say the darndest things and they need to just shut the hell up. Shut the F up. Forever, sometimes, because it's like, come on. Hit me up and let me know how you feel about it. Let me know how you feel about all three of the things that I spoke about. You know, people just being negative and being and sounding like they being haters, or just, you know what I mean? Just that people just say the darndest things. Sometimes I feel like people just don't need to say nothing at all. And saying things that don't even matter and it don't even pertain to you. And it's like, what is it, any of your business? I understand some of these people are celebrities and they're on social media and stuff like that, but they're also human at the same time. You know, don't give you a right to start bugging out and being stupid, you know? You have to represent yourself out here in these streets a certain way, too. It's like, come on. So, let me know how you feel. Hope you have a great day. Make sure you love, live, and laugh. Take time out to work on your list of happiness. Hope you have a great day. Thank you for the support. I'm not going to give my shout-outs today. I'll give them tomorrow, except for DJ Junes. Check him out on IG. I'm not on IG, on Facebook at DJ Junes Entertainment, on YouTube and on SoundCloud. He has a lot of mixes and YouTube videos and a lot of other videos for you to enjoy. A lot of mixes. Shout out to myself, DJ Lala, and I'll give the rest of my shout outs tomorrow. Thanks for all the support. Thank you for everybody wishing me happy birthday and all my homegirls and my homies and everyone. Protecting and serving in the New York metro area, my homeboy, and everybody else who wished me happy birthday and show me support, show the love every day. Love, live, and laugh. Have a great day.